This is AgriPulse Drive Time from Monday, May 19th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nolley. Well, the House GOP budget bill may be headed to the floor, but leaders are struggling to secure votes to approve its passage. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged there's still details to iron out. Conservative Republicans insisting on quicker cuts to Medicaid and green energy programs before giving their full support. Representative Chip Roy, the leader of the House Freedom Caucus, said today the bill does not yet meet the moment in a social media post immediately after last night's action of the Budget Committee. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said today it's absolutely essential that Republicans unite and pass the bill so that the president can deliver on his agenda. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins today said that the Department of Agriculture didn't plan to offer another round of employee buyouts. Rollins also acknowledged that the release of the reorganization plan has been delayed by litigation. Rollins in Nebraska today affirming the reorganization plan would entail moving some USDA employees out of Washington. Rabobank Steve Nicholson says the Moody's downgrade of the U.S. over the weekend means more financial pressure on the nation.
If you're a junk bond or a high-risk business, you're going to have to pay a higher interest rate to get capital to run your business, and that's kind of where the U.S. is now. We're going to have to pay up to finance our debt because we can't get our fiscal house in order, and we have other issues around our economy that investors are worried about.
Nicholson says the bond market has been a key indicator of the nation's financial woes.
If you've been watching the bond market over the last week, and you've watched it through the start of this new administration, particularly with the onset of tariffs, people have been concerned about that. And now you're talking about a budget package. You're also talking about tax cuts. And so the bond market has said, we don't like that. And so they've taken interest rates up. The bond market's already taken notice of that. And Moody's just, in some sense, you could argue catching up with what the bond market's already taken into account.
Nicholson says capital-intensive businesses like agriculture may not see a break in the year ahead.
They're not in a situation now where they could say, we're going to get 100 basis point cut here anytime soon, or see significantly lower interest rates anytime soon. So I think that we in agriculture, we have to just, from a planning perspective, as we look down the road, for next year's costs, when we think about interest rates, I think I would be, I would act on the conservative side and say, I'm going to leave that 6% or 7% interest rate on my operating or land or something like that.
Nicholson says the nation's leaders have some difficult choices to make.
Uncle Sam in the Congress is going to have to sit down and have a discussion like we had back during the first Reagan term and figure out what do we do to put Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid on a more stable basis. Those are hard discussions. You can't do that for those who are either retired or in that window of retirement. It's pretty hard to make changes there. But as you go back down the line, and I have a 25-year-old daughter, and you can make changes to her now and have less impact on her. And you do that gradually, try to put them back on a more stable financial situation and get those entitlements in place so that it's not taking so much money out of the budget, because it's such a big part of the budget.
Finally, corn planting moves slightly ahead of the average pace, while soybean planting continue ahead of last year. Winter wheat condition decreased slightly, according to USDA today. NASS estimated the winter wheat crop at 52% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. 78% of the corn crop planted, 50% emerged. Soybeans planted on 66% of intended acres, 34% of the crop has emerged. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.